Liberals and conservatives in America have been fighting a culture war for decades. Slate's Timothy Noah counts himself a liberal, but says the right has been winning that war for years. Recently, he talked about the battle with a writer for a conservative publication who agrees that the right is winning, but says it's a recent trend.
We're speaking to Brian Anderson, senior editor of City Journal, which is published by the Manhattan Institute. Let's talk about your article in City Journal. When I read it, one of my reactions was, why did it take conservatives so long to admit that they were winning the culture wars? I would argue, and did argue in Slate, that liberal dominance in the cultural arena peaked in the 1960s and early 1970s, and it's been downhill ever since then.
I would disagree with that, and although your piece in Slate was quite fair, you did say that I was arguing that conservatives were winning the culture wars, but the title of the article is actually that the right is no longer losing the culture wars, and I think there's an important difference there. But I do think a fundamental shift has occurred over the last 3 or 4 years with cable news, with Fox News.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson on that big Medicare drug plan and the usually Democratic-leaning AARP on why it went along. And is it time for these models to get off TV? Victoria's not-so-secret storm is next.
I'm a conservative. I watch Fox News. I think its conservative presence is much greater than what one sees on other stations. And you have several of their more powerful and effective hosts. I'm thinking of Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly, of course, who are pretty much on the right side of the political spectrum. I think they also seem conservative to viewers because they're much more red state in attitude. They've got a kind of anti-elitist streak that appeals to middle America, I think.
John Leo, a columnist for U.S. News, wrote a follow-on this week to your piece. And he listed a number of kind of remaining pockets of liberal resistance. Let me give them to you. The news business, the arts, the entertainment world, publishing, the campuses, and all levels of schooling. Now, I see his point with regard to schools and the arts. It does seem to me that education, and particularly higher education, is extremely liberal, and the arts as well. But what about these others? The entertainment world. You talk in your article about South Park.
My grandpa keeps asking that I kill him all the time, and sometimes I wonder if I should.
Well, then you should. I think that a person has a right to die if they wanna.
Really?
Yeah. There's this guy named Jack Laborkian that goes around and murders people that ask him to, and he doesn't get in any trouble at all.
Wow!
Hey, maybe we could get him to kill cows, Mom.
You certainly wouldn't call it a conservative show, and a lot of people on the right have attacked it for its vulgarity and its general high level of offensiveness. But if you look carefully at what it's mocking most of the time, it's a kind of liberal PC.
Is it really true that liberals continue to dominate publishing? It seems to me that for at least 10 years we've been seeing quite a lot of conservative dominance in the bestseller lists.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it dominance, but one of the developments I talk about in the article is indeed the emergence of a very vigorous conservative publishing industry. And this has accelerated over the last 2 or 3 years, perhaps because of September 11th. In fact, I would say certainly because of September 11th, but also because these books are selling. You have two big publishers, Random House and Penguin, which are now launching conservative imprints. So I would agree. There's a very vigorous conservative publishing industry now.
That exchange of views from Slate's Timothy Noah and Brian Anderson of City Journal, which is published by the Manhattan Institute. To read Timothy Noah's column on the culture wars, go to slate.com.